grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon this morning is taken from last week's gospel lesson, Matthew 13, verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. This is the text. I told you I had my bag of dirt. There it is. You can examine it. See that it actually is dirt. Okay? How much would you give me for this bag of dirt? $1,000? Payments of $29.95 for 3 years? No takers? Okay. Just ordinary dirt, right? And now to pull in what I heard last Sunday, and this is what sparked the thoughts from the pastor at the Deaf Church, who asked, how much is the human body worth? Just simply in raw materials. He looked it up and he said the price has changed recently because of inflation. It used to be about $17, and now he gave a precise price, $32.77. And somebody in the deaf congregation asks, because in the deaf congregation they talk back with the pastor, said, who says? And he said, I don't know, scientists, economists, people who think about those things. Right there. Right at that spot. I'm starting to get these spin-offs into other thoughts. Okay? Because I know what a well-trained economist would actually say. Well-trained economist would answer, how much is the human body worth? Answer, nothing until somebody is willing to pay something for it. Now, you know the truth of this if you've ever tried to sell a car. Yeah, that hits home, doesn't it? We think it's worth a whole lot. Somebody's not going to pay what we think it's worth. It's worth absolutely nothing until somebody is willing to pay something for it. Now, back to our dirt. Say it's not worth much, right? Is there any way I can improve this dirt? Possibly. Possibly could get some more if I put a flower in it. Same thing holds true about all kinds of things. Gold has an established market price right now. If I have an ounce of gold, is there any way I can improve it to make it worth more? There's an easy answer. Make it into something. Jewelry. That would be improved gold, right? And again, back to our dirt. Is there anybody who could improve dirt and make it worth more? And the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. I like that. So the question is, what's that make me? I'll give it to you in English and sign language, both at the same time. That makes me improved dirt. right? It makes all of us improved dirt. Fact is, though, we are not that far from cousin dirt here. A few more decades, maybe. And then we'll be back to being like cousin dirt. Makes me improved dirt. Who improved me? That would be God. Makes me worth a whole lot more than the unimproved dirt. Okay. But now, back to the question, and the question asked of the economist. So how much would you pay for improved dirt? How much is improved dirt worth? The economist answers, nothing until someone comes along who is willing to pay something for it. See where I'm going here on this? Who has come along and been willing to pay something for this improved dirt? There you go. Jesus. I'm going to ask some more questions on that, but we have to go back to the verse. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. Which a man found and covered up. So Jesus comes along and he is willing to pay for the field, the collection of dirt. Like the guy in the parable, what's he buying? He's buying dirt. What has Jesus bought? Improved dirt. Us. All of us. The whole collection is what he buys. Which a man found and covered up. So. If he's bought us as his church, is there any way, shape, or form, any way that you can think of that he covers up the treasure? And this is a stray thought that comes through this preaching. Jesus covers up and hides his church in a certain way. The people of the world do not see us for what we are. There's disrespect for Christianity, disrespect for religion, disrespect for the gospel of Jesus Christ that is placed in us. And this is treasure hidden in a field, and it will not be revealed for what it truly is until that day that Jesus comes back. And then all of a sudden the revealing, and everybody will get to see the treasure. Back to the parable. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. So Jesus, looking at us, he sees something he wants. How much is it worth? What will the economist say? It's worth what somebody will pay for it. What then has Jesus paid? His life. His blood. His suffering. His death. he has paid, setting aside heaven. He who existed in the form of God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing. Taking on a form of a servant and being found in human likeness, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Set aside all of that, all of the glory. He set aside the songs of the angel choirs. The seraphim flying back and forth and singing, holy, holy, holy. And now he sets that aside and becomes one of us. In order to be born in a humble estate, to be hungry and thirsty, to be lied about, to be arrested and mocked and ridiculed. The price is everything that he put into that purchase. It includes the suffering, including crown of thorns, nails in the hands and the feet, and on and on. It includes every part of living out perfect obedience to all of the commands of God. It's all of what he has paid. How much is this improved dirt? This improved dirt. How much is it worth? At that point, we should be amazed and astonished. And I dare say, this is something that will amaze us not only in this life. We will get to heaven, we will see God, we will still be amazed at the price that Jesus was willing to pay. On into all of eternity, you think you will not be amazed? Think there will ever come a time when you are not amazed at what he has done? So he purchases this improved dirt. There's one part remaining in the parable that I'm driving back home last Sunday, still trying to figure out and wondering at. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. I look inside. I don't see treasure. I examine through my life. Treasure? And I know I was not so good that God could really want me. That wasn't me. I'm looking back at the parable and it's talking about Jesus, isn't it? Who finds treasure here in this dirt. What did he see? Does God save us because we were good? Because we were the ones who would receive the gospel because we would be more ready for faith? No. You look through the whole history of the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, and you hear it over and over and over again. God did not choose you because you were the best of people. God chose you because you were the least, so that his glory could shine and his grace be undisputed, that it was absolutely nothing within us that caused him to do this, and simply because of his love. That's amazing too. that he would take me, a sinner, no worth, and he could see what he was going to do and say, this is my treasure. I'm going to buy that. I'm going to buy that improved dirt at the highest price when anybody else would say, that's foolishness. And I'm going to make it into something glorious. That's Jesus, who does what he does in us, and we have no way of saying exactly why he did it, except simply because of his grace, because of his love. And go ahead, try and sort that out. Try and sort that out for the next decade, century, millennium. That includes the time you'll be in heaven, some of it. You won't be done sorting that out. Again, not in all eternity. Because that's how amazing our God truly is. In Jesus' name, amen.